Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yes, sir.
Hello?
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 Yeah, can you hear me?
Hi.
Yes, who
Are
is
you the
this?
gentleman? This is Wayne Miller.
Yes. I was the one speaking.
Okay, you were the gentleman I was speaking with.
Yes, sir. You were
What
on the
was your first
with.
name?
My name is Chase.
Oh, Chase. Sorry, I forgot.
No problem.
Right. Well, here I called my bank, and she said that they can't approve that charge because it's being processed through a company in Great Britain, and they have all the Great Britain terminals blocked, all the merchant accounts from Great Britain because of fraud. Now, I asked her about my purchases on April 15th and April 14th. My purchase on April 15th was $1,188, and it went through Webb Digital Agency in Texas. And then on April 14th, I believe April 14th, at $1,499, Orbit charged me $1,499, and it went through
Right. Logitonic,
Logi
yeah.
Tonic in Illinois,
Yeah,
and they
Logitonic
were
and
both approved.
yeah, because
But
I think that
she's telling me.
I think right now the billing is trying to charge you from the other merchant. We have two different merchants. We have one which is based in the U.S., and then the other one is basically.
She said all the merchant accounts from Great Britain are blocked, and
Oh,
she
okay.
cannot unblock them.
Which bank is that?
It's Wood Forest National Bank through Walmart.
Okay.
It's Walmart. I don't know. I guess Walmart owns it. I have no idea, but all the Wood Forest National Banks are either in Walmart. When you walk into Walmart, they have them in Walmart.
Okay.
I guess Walmart owns the banks. I don't really know, to be honest with you.
No problem, sir. It's not your fault. Let me just go ahead and talk to my billing. However, we're simply going to start the process with the content for you. So that is pretty much it. And now the questions that you had about the teamwork, let me connect you with Sam, and he will explain you about it,
Oh,
okay?
that's okay. Don't worry. No, listen, honestly, that's okay because I'm able to get my emails. I'm able to read them. I know you guys could be doing other important things, so don't worry about it. Plus, I need to get going. Also, it's 5 o'clock. I have a 6 p.m. appointment that I
Okay.
have to be at. So they're going to run this through with the Texas agency or the Logitonics in Illinois, do you know?
Yeah. The Logitonics, which is basically in Illinois, I will try to basically get it done from there. However, do you use PayPal?
I do use PayPal, but here's the problem. My card expired, and I still haven't received my new card. But I don't know if you can use my email.
Yes, you can use your email with the PayPal. So if you want, I
Want to
can.
give it a try real quick and see what happens?
Sure, let me give you the email for the PayPal. Can you log into your account?
The PayPal account?
Yeah.
So once the website is live,
Yes, sir.
you will also need, do you actually need access to my email? I mean, my PayPal account?
We can integrate that. We can integrate the payments for you.
But nobody can actually get into my account, right?
Of course. Of course, of course. So nobody can basically get into your account because there will be a security. That is what I was basically asking you for. Now, if you have opened up your PayPal account, I'll give you the ID.
Yeah, I'm actually going there right now. Just taking me a second here.
Okay.
My card expired. I have a business card with PayPal, and I was unaware that it expired, so I applied for a new card, and they said like 2 weeks before I received it in the mail. So what do I do here? Hit send money?
Yes, hit send money. And then it will ask you for an email, the PayPal ID.
Okay, it says name, username, email, or mobile.
Yeah, email.
Okay.
Now, the email is info, I-N-F-O.
I-N-F-O.
At the rate.
At what?
At the rate, like the A sign with the circle.
Yes. Would you be able to text that to me?
Sure. Let me just do that real quick. So by that
I just want to make sure I don't accidentally send it to somebody else that has a email close to yours.
Of course, of course. What is your cell phone number?
724-936-4290.
So 724-936-4290, right?
Yes.
All right. Do you see that? 101.
Yes.
Do you see the text? This is my cell phone, by the way.
This is you or what?
Yeah, this is my
cell phone. Oh, gotcha.
So once you type in that, enter the amount, and once it says successful, just take the screenshot or the picture and send it to me on my text message.
So you're 669-209-1890.
Right.
And I'm sorry, your first name again?
Chase.
Chase, I'm sorry, Chase. I have a very bad memory.
same here. I also forget, like, dates and numbers, but I do remember the names.
I was okay till I hit about 58.
Oh, okay.
Seriously, I'm not joking.
Yeah, of course, of course, of course. And I think, according to you,
info at 101logodesign.com.
Right.
Okay, and then I'm trying to find the where it says amount. You said four what? 40? I mean 540?
Yeah, 540.
540.
Yeah, 540. And once it's once the transaction is made, just make sure that you take a screenshot and send it to me because I need to verify the transaction ID with my billing.
says that, sorry, we weren't able to complete your payment at this time. Please try again later. If you continue to encounter problems, please contact customer service. Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on. Let me just double check and make sure they have my card right. Yeah, I'm not sure why they denied that.
No problem, no problem, sir. If it's denied,
maybe because my card.
Yeah, maybe
because my card was expired. Although they already issued a card. It's just they even wanted me to use a digital card if I wanted to. I said no. I just wait for my card, the physical card, to arrive in the mail. But they did ask if I wanted to use a digital card, so obviously they already issued the number.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming.
No problem. I think that you have to go as well. You said that you will be leaving for 6 at 6 o'clock. So you can take your time, and once you filled out the new card onto your account, take your time, no rush, nothing about it, but I'll start the process from today, okay?
Okay. Now, prior to everything here, do you want to just try to run that through with Logitronics? How did you pronounce it?
Logitronics.
Logitronics?
I will try to basically see it because during the month end, we try to use the different merchant so that the transactions could be made on both the account at the similar particular time. So I will try to see what they say. If not, then I will send you a text message to try it again with your PayPal tomorrow or maybe day after tomorrow once you sign it up with the new digital card, and then we can try it. Then we can go from there. No rush about the money, okay? Don't worry.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much for the patience, sir, and thank you for your time. Good evening from my side and good night.
Yes. Have a nice day. Thank you.
Bye.